You're listening to The Hit List with me, Numi, and I'm joined by Harvey. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very, very good.
What have you been up to this week so far?
What have I been up to? Oh, you know what? I was supposed to be in the studio today, and then there was a big accident where the studio was, and I couldn't get into the studio. So I was walking around Soho on my own with an iced coffee for about 2 hours, doing absolutely nothing. I was so lost.
Do you know, that actually sounds like quite a nice morning. Just like a little bit of sightseeing, a nice iced coffee.
Do you know what? The thing was, I had two options. I could go back home, or I could just venture around London. And I thought, do you know what? I kind of want to do that. I want to feel like I'm in a movie, you know? I want to be a main character walking around.
Big main character energy.
Literally with my iced coffee, just, you know, taking in life and taking in London. And then I got bored after about an hour and a half and I thought, right, I need to go back home. So I went back home.
Well, that's an hour and a half. That's your standard movie length. So you nailed it, really.
Yeah, I did. I had a great time. I had a good time.
Okay, so I was going to start with another question, but then you said that you were going to be in the studio today, so I feel like I need to jump in on that. So you've obviously just come off the back of releasing an EP earlier this year, Views from the 23rd Floor, and then you've released your new single, I Wish I Could Hate You. So it's obviously quite a short period of time to start being back in the studio and releasing new music again.
I mean, yeah, I've just released I Wish I Could Hate You, but I'm always in the studio. I feel like that's kind of like my little place that I like to be. So I just like writing new stuff, you know, and I'm still promoting and still doing loads of stuff with I Wish I Could Hate You, but I always feel like, you know what, it's always good to be in the studio and create more music and always have stuff ready to release. So yeah, I'm in the studio for the next few weeks actually just recording more music.
And is it kind of like that you just want to record as you go and maybe release a series of singles, or are they going to be something bigger, like an album?
Well, do you know what? I'd love to do an album. I still think maybe an album will be the start of next year, but I like to record as I go. The thing is, I get impatient. I write a song and I want to release it.
Yeah.
And I know that's the thing with so many other artists is like, they hate waiting, because by the time it comes around, I'm like, God, I'm bored of this song. But that's such a bad thing to say. But it's true. That's what happens. You know, you get excited about a song and then a record label go, okay, cool, yeah, we'll release it in 8 months' time. And I'm like, oh, like by that time, I'm like, I'm over it. So I do like to write and release it as quickly as I can.
Do you think things like TikTok have kind of helped you do that now, where you can tease music really early on? And
That is definitely a thing with TikTok. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, because people's attention span now is literally about 8 seconds.
Yeah.
So that it's good. It's a good way to get music out there. But at the same time, I now know 8 seconds of songs, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes a bit sad to see, because I'll see someone at a festival and no one will be singing along to anything, and then suddenly the 8 seconds that everyone knows on TikTok, everyone's shouting and screaming it, and you can see the artist on stage like really happy, and then everyone's like, oh, okay, cool. I don't know the rest of the song, but this is cool.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the only sad thing when it comes to that stuff. But it's still a great platform to promote and to find new music. So that's definitely good and bad things.
I definitely think you nailed it with it's a blessing and a curse. Like, it's with great power comes great responsibility is TikTok's motto.
Literally, like that is the case. But no, I like it. And I love scrolling on TikTok. I love using the app. So yeah, can't bash it.
What's your favourite, do you think, TikTok sound of all time that's like in your head all the time? You're just doing something and it just comes out.
Well, no, right now is that Bad Habit song. The I bad my tongue like a bad habit. Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
And I love the song. And all I keep hearing is the chorus. It's like, I wish I knew you wanted me. Da, 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 da. And it's like, so nursery rhyme, but I keep singing it in my head, and now actually it's one of the first songs I've heard on TikTok and actually go and I listen to the whole song and I really love it. So that's a cool thing, but that just won't get out of my head.
And that's
the thing. I feel like sometimes when you go to the studio now, people are like, we need to write a really catchy 8 seconds of a song, and I'm like,
it's really interesting, isn't it, like how much it is powering music industry and music writing. I feel like there's a lot of pressure for you guys as well, not just in your music, but then also having to be content creators at the same time.
Well, do you know what, it's such a contradictive kind of place at the minute for artists and record labels and management, and no one really knows what's right, really. Because if everyone knew what was right, everyone would be massive artists, and you know. But I feel like at the minute, it's like, you know, you need to write a viral TikTok song, but then everyone at the minute's like, but you know what, like, we need to be authentic artists, that's what sells now, like, forget about the TikTok. So it's definitely like, no one really knows.
Yeah.
But I think that's just what the music industry is, and it always has been. No one really knows the formula. Everyone just keeps trying until something works, and everyone goes, yes, I knew that would work. That was what we said all along. You know, so.
I also love the sentence, you need to make a viral TikTok. It's like, that's not how virality works. Like you got...
Honestly, the amount of times I've sat in a room and an older person has said to me, that's great, all we need is a viral TikTok. And I'll be like, brilliant. All right, well, then you come up with the viral dance, or you come up with the viral way to make my song viral. You know, so it is hard, because at the minute I feel a lot of artists are having to be creators at the same time, you know, trying to be like, but I suppose, you know what, you know, this is the way the job is, and you know, it's how it's evolved, you know.
Yeah.
Things evolve, and this is where we're at, so, and that's fine. And like I said, there's pros and cons. There are smaller artists, or there's artists that would never have the platform to release something on, suddenly it gets attention, and you know, and they've written it in their bedrooms, so it's definitely got good things to it and upside to it as well.
Yeah. I've never had such a deep dive with someone before on TikTok. I loved that. That was great.
Yeah, sorry. That was good. TED Talks are fine.
Absolutely. Should we talk about some of your music then?
Yeah, let's do it.
So I wanted to, I'm keep on holding off from talking about your new single, because there's other stuff that I want to talk about first. You collaborated with Steve Aoki this year on Save Me.
Yeah, that was...
What was that experience like?
So long story short, I went into the studio about almost 2 years ago, maybe now, maybe a year and a half ago. And I wrote a song in the studio and it was cool. And it wasn't like a dance song. I didn't even really know what it was. And then that was that. And I forgot about it and I didn't even know it existed. And then my management just got an email being like, yeah, so Steve Aoki wants to use this song potentially and remix it and put it on his album. I was like, what? Like, what song? And they said to me, Save Me. And I was like, brilliant. I still don't know what song that is. Like, you need to send it. You need to send it to me so I can listen to it. So I listened to it and I was like, oh, this is quite cool. And I was like, they're going to make it into a dance song. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And then I got an email through saying, this is Steve Aoki's version. And I was like, wow, this is like proper EDM, like Steve Aoki stuff. And I was like, brilliant. And then he said, I want to put it as just like a single on the album instead of just an album song. And I was like, okay, amazing. And then I was like, and we'll fly out to LA and do a music video. And we'll do that like next week. And I was like, okay. And then I was out in LA and we did a music video to it. And then I flew home and that was that. And then it was released and that was the story. And he was really, really nice as well. He was a really cool person to talk to. I mean, he's so knowledgeable. He knows everything about music, but all about like crypto stuff that I don't even understand, and life stuff and just everything you can think of it in technology. He's just like an absolute wizard when it comes to that stuff. So it was really cool to work with him. And yeah, that's the story of me and Steve.
That is amazing. That is just so cool. And then it's like, speaking about movie moments, like, yeah, we'll fly out to LA, do the music video casually.
Exactly. And then, you know, I was in Hard Rock Cafe the other day and I looked on the wall and there was like Steve Aoki shrine, you know, and it was like, this is his DJ deck from this. And I was like, wow, like, this is really cool. Like, it's cool that I've done a song with him. I mean, he's such a legend. And when you type his name in on Google as well, it literally comes up. It says one of the top 10 DJs in the world. I'm like, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
If you could collaborate with anybody, doesn't have to be a dance producer, could be any artist right now, who would you love to work with?
Oh my God. Okay, that's such a good question. I mean, I'm just going to say Olivia Rodrigo.
I
just feel like she's incredible. She's such a good songwriter as well. So even just to write a song with her would be really cool.
You went to see her, didn't you, earlier this summer when she was on Sour Tour, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was so lucky to get tickets. It was completely sold out. I mean, she's so played it. It was so cool because she could have definitely done the O2 like twice over easy. But it was really cool to see her do like a more of an intimate show. When I say intimate, it was still the Apollo. It was still so good. She was so talented. I mean, I could hardly hear her sing because the crowd was so loud. Like every song is like an absolute banger. But it was really cool to see her, and I definitely got inspiration with like certain stage designs and everything else. My like creative brain was just like going like nuts. So it was really cool to see her.
If you collaborated with her, would you go for like more of a punky, angry song, like that kind of good for you, brutal sound from her? Or would you go Driver's License, We're Crying?
Yes, I would go for the more definitely acoustic crying version, definitely. 100%. I don't know how cool I'd sound on a punk song. I haven't got a gritty enough male voice to do that.
But I think, I imagine you two together, acoustic guitar, beautiful harmonies, deep emotional stuff, everyone would 100%. Cry.
Right, we'll do that. We'll do it.
I'll call her, you call her, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay, let's talk about I Wish I Could Hate You. Your first song written entirely by you. What was that like?
Yeah, really nerve-wracking. I mean, I've always, you know, kind of created songs on my own, and but never really kind of did anything with them because, you know, I get to work with the most incredible, like, songwriters, like, in the world sometimes. So I'm always like, okay, this is your job. Like, we'll collaborate and do it. And I'll need you as kind of like someone to be like, yeah, that's good, or that's not great, or we can change this, we can change that. So it's always been kind of like a support system, I suppose. Whereas I was in the studio, I think back in May, and it was just me and the producer. And we just, you know, started doing this song. And I just kind of came out and I just started writing it down. And for the first time, I was like, do you know what? I feel like maybe we could just roll with this. Like, maybe we don't need like another songwriter in the room all the time, you know, or another two people in the room, like, and it kind of just worked. And I thought, you know what, maybe this is a good time for me to release a song that's kind of just come from my head and see how it goes. And people seem to really like it, and people seem to really enjoy that kind of new sound that I've got.
Yeah, so, well, it's a great track, so I think it's definitely a successful formula for you taking the reins yourself.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love collaborating with other songwriters, and I think that's when you get the best, when you have someone else kind of like to bounce off of. I think that's always a good thing to have in a room, especially when you're creating music. But
yeah,
it's definitely a good thing to kind of like tell myself, you know what, I can actually do that. If I needed to, I could do it on my own, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a good thing, because then you know that if you're like, I can write an amazing song by myself, then if I work with other people, I know that that bass line is always going to be strong, you know? And you can back yourself more as well in those collaborations.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It was always backing myself, because I've been doing this since I was like 14. So I've always kind of been a quiet one in the room, because I was, you know, I was young when I started, whereas now I found my voice a little bit more and I know what I want, and kind of gives me that like accreditation, you know, that I'm like, okay, I can do this as well, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. So in the studio at the moment, are you kind of taking that forward? You're doing a lot more independently?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, not even just independently, but just, I suppose, just more having like a, just more of a collaborative say and really getting stuck in, rather than just going, do you know what, you guys go ahead, you know, and I'll chime in when I can. Whereas now I'll be in the studio and I say, like, I've got this idea, or I've got this idea, like, you know, this sound for a song, let's do this, you know. I've just got more of a voice. Yeah, a bit more confidence now, definitely.
Yeah, amazing. Well,
yeah.
I can't wait to hear it, because if I Wish I Could Hate You is a taste, then I'm very excited about what's to come.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We're going to play your new song now. Can you introduce it for us on KMFM?
I can. Hi, guys. I'm Harvey. This is my brand new song, I Wish I Could Hate You, on KMFM.